Very well, thanks.
Yeah, really good.
Thanks so much for coming into Triple J. Izzy, we'll start with you. What have you been up to?
Well, we've been finishing a record and busy making history.
Yeah, oh, I love that. Now, I saw online that you've been staying up late practicing some Bad Dreams covers. I got a little bit of a taste of it right here. Beautiful stuff. Are you a big fan of theirs?
Oh, yeah, I have been ever since I saw them in Adelaide. It would have been 2013, and we took them on tour with us. I just think they're great songwriters.
They are. How long does this cover take to get out? It's really, really nice.
I can't remember.
Beautiful. It's just that easy for you. You don't even remember how long it takes. Now, let's talk about the new song you're here to premiere. It's called Yanada. What's it about?
Well, Yanada is basically it's a song about doing something out of your comfort zone that leads you to discover a different way of knowing and understanding the world.
Cool. Jacinta, how did you come on board with this collaboration?
I was doing language classes in Sydney, and Izzy came into my classes, and then I kidnapped her up the mountain.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Have you got a musical background yourself?
Yeah, I write music and sing language.
Ah, beautiful. And in the middle of the song, Izzy, that's you singing in language, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah,
man, you did really well. How long did it take to learn?
So the process of actually finding Jacinta took a long time, but the process of actually learning once I, you know, met her and she started teaching me, it took me maybe a year to learn.
And how do you go about learning it? Is it just like kind of like you would at any other language, like kind of books and writing and speaking, things like that?
Well, there's no Indigenous alphabet for Darug, I don't think. It doesn't really have an alphabet, so it's spoken.
And that's the crazy part is that, you know, and she said it took a year, but not from learning the language. Yeah. It took a year of the song, but the actual language, I sent her home that evening after the eagle flew, and we've had some really amazing coincidences, which tells me that this is meant to be.
Oh, I love hearing that. What kind of coincidences?
Yeah, weird synchronicity with this song. Like I went and saw The Secret River early last year and I was just completely transformed by the story. They had the Indigenous members of the cast all spoke in Darug for the full length of their lines and I didn't understand any of the language, but it hit me in a place and the sound of the language moved in me, I guess, like a fish in water. And when I met Jacinta, we realised that there was a family connection with her, that her ancestor, Yarramundi, the Secret River is about his clan, his family.
And so Yarramundi is my sixth generation grandfather.
So cool. You guys really are in sync. You're finishing each other's sentences. So it's a very, very nice collaboration. Now, I just want to know, what was the writing process like? How did you come up with the lyrics together?
You know, most of the song's written in English, and that was written after I went and saw The Secret River. I guess I just began to write this song that led me to want to discover more about Sydney's history. When we actually got together up in the mountains, we spent an afternoon really just trying to find words for the sounds that I could hear in my head. I already had a melody. Yeah. And there was a point where Jacinta stopped and looked at me and said, "It sounds like you're saying Yanada," which means moon. I just started crying because it had taken me so long to get to that point where somebody could tell me, "Hey, what you're doing's all right."
And it was, I've always shared language, but I needed to make sure that the mob were happy with it. So it took us on a huge journey, going and visiting different clans and talking to them all and making sure that everybody was happy, where a lot of the Darug mob are extremely happy because you speak Darug already too, Dylan.
Really?
Yeah, we all speak Darug. Yeah, we don't even realise.
Yeah, you say Wallaby, Wombat, Corroboree, Binai,
Bondi, Coogee. Coogee means smelly place.
Yeah,
really?
The seaweed used to go on the beach.
Yeah, place of the rotting seaweed,
Man, I love learning stuff about this. We did a lot on NAIDOC week. I was lucky enough to host breakfast, and it's always so fascinating, the terms and the words that you use all the time. We're going to give Yanada a spin right now. We're with Izzy and Jacinta, and we'll give it come back in a bit, and we'll find out a bit more about how the new album's sounding that is dropping on August 11 for The Preachers. So this is Yanada by The Preachers on Triple J.